Dear Chicago. Sounds sad.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James Leroy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is February 6th, 2013.
February.
Episode 469.
And what else? I don't know where to go from there.
I'm just really confused on why I'm seeing something on my timeline of a person that I'm not Facebook friends with. Because I'm like...
Are you private?
No, but I was like, why is this in Spanish? And I don't know you. And I'm like, we have no mutual friends.
Change your password.
And then it says add friend. As in, no, it's just on my... Not my timeline as in they posted on my page, but I'm going through my...
The timeline of everyone else.
Oh, okay.
Oh, never mind.
That makes sense.
What are you trying to say?
So you know what we should have talked about the last episode, since it was more relevant then than it is now?
What is that?
The Super Bowl.
Bum, bum, bum.
That Beyonce concert was amazing.
Well, I don't know if it was amazing, but
I liked it better than the McDonough one. The McDonough one was just too...
It was a lot better than McDonough. No. I heard McDonald's.
I heard McDonough.
I just find it hilarious that...
I like the fries and I love me some Donna Sugars. So, yes, the McDonough. The McDonough Sugars concert.
That's what happens when you eat a double from there. Music and the ketchup just falls off your face.
Oh, I was going to say.
And the wind's blowing in
your
hair.
I always get the two singles so that you can shove them both in your mouth at the same time.
It's a double burger.
We're still talking about hamburgers, right?
Well.
It's a DB.
A
double burger.
Burger.
Ew.
Double burger.
So the Beyonce concert, I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was hilarious when Michelle and Kelly came onto the stage and they were there for 30 seconds and she's like, get off my stage, bitch.
And you couldn't
hear
them.
That's what she looked like. Yeah, you couldn't hear them either.
They sang two songs. She let them sing Single Ladies with her.
No, she let them sing a verse of Single Ladies and do like one-tenth of the dance.
Speaking of,
I thought they were also going to do their new song.
I haven't heard their new song, but Adam says it's sucky.
Oh, girl, what's wrong with your tits?
Hey.
What is wrong with her tits? Waylon just
showed us. They're a little uneven.
Waylon just showed us a picture.
Maybe that's something we'll post on the website so people can go see it.
Maybe.
If you figure that out.
Keep it. But also Beyonce, too, when she was like singing to the crowd, I know she was thinking to herself, don't you touch me. Don't touch me. And then that one person was like rubbing her thigh. Did you see that?
Yeah. My whole thing was,
what?
I thought she did a fantastic job and it was what I expected. She tried so incredibly hard to force feed us that she was not lip singing that it annoyed me. You do not need to say, thank you very much, after every song at the Super Bowl.
Or the,
hey,
right.
Yeah. She was doing everything she could so that no one could make any assumptions that she was not singing live. Mm-hmm. The thing that cracks me up is it really didn't fucking matter because you're still getting blamed for the bad juju of the lights going off. I was like,
oh my God.
Even if people
that was Beyonce pissed.
Even if people are joking, still getting conspiracy theories that it was your fault.
There's a picture that said, what? Madonna's concert was better than mine? I don't think so. And she's holding a plug.
Like probably not even 2 or 3 minutes after the lights went out, Oreo had come out with an ad that said you can still dunk in the dark.
Shut up.
Yeah, it was like literally like 2 or 3 minutes and they had come out with that, you know, that ad.
That's funny.
That's actually that's pretty smart.
The game, I did watch the game and it was pretty good towards the end because they like came
back.
Well,
at first,
I think
it was getting boring because it's like they're getting their ass kicked.
Right.
Yeah.
And then after the blackout, it's like, oh shit, this is getting good because if they win after this blackout, this does prove,
by the way,
the 49ers, this does prove that momentum really matters.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
it would really matter.
Well, it
you
does
know what
matter.
Momentum really matters is when they do slow motion and none of the players are wearing cups
and when you're getting DP.
Yes. Oh my God, it was amazing.
We had one of our Twitter group things that we have with
GroupMe,
the GroupMe stuff that we have with like the people that are with the Bear Pride stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't need to be in
there. There is no reason for your entitled. I'm not invited. You're not like, do you even know their names?
I know one of them's Rob and one's David.
Yes, with the other people. What about people? Other ones? And they're not located.
There's two of them. There's two of them that listen.
Yeah, two of them are listeners.
There's a Rick, Bob, and Steve, I'm sure.
No.
Nope. Oh. Well, if I was there, it'd be a Rick.
You know, one of them's a Frenchie.
Oh, yeah.
But Pepe Le Pew. The other one's a Ginger.
That's his name for me, Pepe Le Pew.
But he's not illegal, though.
No. He's green carded.
Because his family came over on the Mayflower.
No, because they're all here on a green card, bitch.
So did mine. No, anyway, so they were talking about it, and some of them are a bunch of the chubby lovers, and they're like, oh,
admirers.
They're like, oh, number six, kind of hot. Ooh, look at 49.
Tony was doing that too.
Oh, look at that one. He's a little fluffy. And then he's like, sends a picture and he goes, I need to do dirty, dirty things to this one.
And then more conversation come. And then I just love the ones that come. No, no, literally. We need to get back to this. I need naked pictures now. Yeah. Who's going to find them?
Yeah. Yeah.
The quarterback for the 49ers. Is so hot.
Mm. Actually, oh, you know who I think's hot?
My God.
The winning coach.
They're brothers.
I know.
They're both cute.
But the one that won, I think, is really adorable.
The one that was cussing and yelling and saying fuck the whole time. Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
Yeah. So speaking about cups or lack of cups, mm-hmm. RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, wasn't there.
I know.
Have you seen it yet?
The person's gone, though, that you wanted to leave.
Yeah.
And I heard those groups. Can we talk about it? I'm sure we can.
I think this is by now.
This will be coming out Monday, the day of the next episode.
Yeah, so yeah.
Tonight, so, if you're listening to this on Monday, tonight is the new RuPaul's episode. And if you're in Chicago, you need to come to the call and say hi to us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Continue. Except for, well, never mind.
Starts at 7 o'clock.
He said,
be there at 7 o'clock. Because you get a pre-show.
Yes, they worked in groups.
I could be a pre-show.
They did work in groups.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, this was the best.
I know that they had to do skits from old shows.
Yes, they had to lip sync
old
talk of Untucked episodes.
Oh my God.
And it was amazing.
They were dressed up as the people as well. So it was like legitimately, they're all sitting in the Untucked room lip syncing, you know, and it's like, you know, the whole,
God, this ain't
RuPaul's best friend race. Head shake.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
It literally, like, I'm from Chicago, bitch. All of those iconic scenes.
Great.
All of the iconic scenes.
It was great.
Now I'm watching online. Do they do the Untucked online too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I loved the Puerto Rican. I always forget her name. The Puerto Rican on this episode. On this season, when she did Tyra Banks.
The guy with the really pretty eyes?
Yeah.
No.
The one that did the wallpaper?
No, the one with the crazy eyes is...
No, that's Coco
Montrese. No, this guy, he's Latino and he's kind of chunky and he has light eyes.
No. The chunky Latino that you're talking about is Foxy.
Oh.
Roxy Andrews?
Roxy Brown.
She's not thick. She's juicy.
You're fat.
She used to be fat.
She used to.
Please, girl.
She's still fucking hot.
If she is fat,
yeah, she's cute.
You and I are just not obese.
We are the earth.
Yeah, we are like sperm whale.
Anyway, no, I feel like some of them, not only did they look identical to what they did in the episode, but for instance, the Puerto Rican who was pretending to be, or who was lip syncing to Tyra, beginning wise, when they were practicing, everyone was really nervous
about her. Annoying as fuck.
She fucking tore that shit out. Oh my God. She was hilarious.
She had all the body movements and the. Mm-hmm.
She did this. She, like, it was the one between her and.
She's wearing the wedding dress.
What's her name? The other one? From season two? Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, because the lesbians up there last fucking, night loved her. And I'm
I can't even think of her name. She was just that douchey. She was like, don't even look at me. Why? She's like, I'm not looking at you. Tyra Banks said that. And she's like, then why are you looking at me? And she's like, I'm not. And then she did this face thing. She's like, uh-uh. And it was just the funniest fucking shit.
I love it. But speaking of this, is the library still open?
I don't know.
Because I need to look. Because we all need to go listen to Donna Sugar's show.
Look it up. The one, though, that fucking erupted the whole entire bar was between Detox and Alaska. When Alaska was being
Fifi O'Hare.
Fifi O'Hare.
Which is funny, the fact.
Oh my God. And Detox was being Sharon Needles.
Well, the great thing was Detox, first of all, didn't look like Sharon, but not from the video. But literally in the middle of their fight, which, you know, the next part didn't happen, broke one of those blood capsules in her mouth and started doing that Sharon Needles, like, my mouth is bleeding shtick that she always did, mm-hmm. while having this argument and lip singing.
And it was hilarious. And then they got this weird, like, sexual tension between them, and they started getting closer and closer, and they kissed.
Ew!
Oh my god, it was amazing.
It was fantastic.
It was awesome.
The library has not been open since November
24th. Oh. So Donna Sugars, I think you need to call
who?
I'm sorry.
Password protection.
Is the library still going to be open, Donna Sugars?
It needs to be, because I enjoyed them.
I did too.
Yeah.
It's actually a podcast I listen to.
And I love it that it was brand new and had like, what, 4 episodes?
Yep, they've had 4. Yeah. So get up on it, girls. Come on.
Yeah.
Stop being drag queens and being so late.
Right.
Just kidding. I love you.
So we have a review. Are we ready for that one?
Let me get the review out.
Or do we want to do the other call while we're doing the review? Are we ready for that?
Sure, let's do the other call.
So, since we do have a public number, we do get lots of interesting voicemails. Mm-hmm. And this one is a fantastic one. And some of our listeners may learn something from it. So, even though it's not a person, ring-a-ling-a-ding, we've got a phone call!
Fucking stupid.
Vagina.
Broke after taking the medication Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella. Press 1 now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. Press 1 now to speak with a representative, or press 9 to be removed.
We weren't able to press 9.
No.
Shit, girl.
That's not as exciting as some of the other ones.
Right.
And we have no calls.
No calls. Our lines.
From bathrooms. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
We need to get that shit going. We've
only had one picture from RC.
Thank you, RC.
And what bathroom did you put that in? Because obviously they don't really call for a good time.
No, they didn't.
I think he was at a straight bar. He needs to put it in a gay bar.
Yeah, go up all in the gay bars. Literally go right dick. Up. Just want a big dick or need a friend tonight or whatever the fuck.
Need a handy for free.
Yeah. Just call Josh. Call this number. And
no,
what's the
number?
No,
call. And you should put need a big dick. I'm a ginger. Ask for Josh, or ask for Josh, and then just put the number. And so then our voicemails could be
all for Josh.
What's the number?
206-984-3685.
Thank you.
Okay.
Or 206-985-FOWL.
Whatever.
Great. So we have a review.
Chose it.
All right.
Yes. You want me to read it? It's a really long one, but...
Yep. Well, please.
Yeah, it's really long.
So we have a 5-star review from Bones TB.
5-star review!
We've never
I was thinking we should just do this. And whenever we have 1-star or an iTunes review, I think we should either say 1-star review or iTunes review.
We could change it to that.
For ours...
We could change it to that.
And then when we have a 1-star
Ricky's
review.
Ricky's giving the eyes up. I'm going to have to use my... This is my podcast veto.
I don't care.
This is my show.
I do everything.
I'm Ricky Burton, and I think I'm a badass.
Well, obviously I'm somebody, because I have poop flowers.
You do have poop flowers.
if you follow James Roy FM on Twitter, or even Foul Monkeys, you'll see it. But we have flowers in our bathroom today. And
they always have flowers in the bathroom.
And when we don't, Ricky let us know. Bitches and says something. Oh, where's the flowers in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm. So.
And then there's a sign in there now.
We took a picture. And if you want to know what it's about, just go back to our Foul Monkeys. Right. Go back to James Roy, because I don't tweet. So it'll be easier to find.
So we have
James Roy FM.
We have a new iTunes review from Bones TB.
Bones TB.
Hope that's not tuberculosis, because that's a problem.
Or testicular bronchitis.
That's an interesting disease.
Impossible.
Did you, speaking of TB. Wait, let's read this and then I want to go. All right, so it says, great show, 5 stars. Do yourself a favor and subscribe today.
And it's so short that we... That he doesn't fuck it up.
Is wrong because it's just a purple drink.
Oh. Fucking Waylon just showed us a picture and it said, celebrate Black History Month with... And it had like Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid was invented in Nebraska.
So thank you very much, Bones TB. We would really like to have more iTunes reviews.
Do we know you? Is this your first? Do we know you? Who are you, Bones?
He's on Facebook. Hi. And I messaged him, but I can't remember his name right now. Okay. I'm sorry, Bones TB.
Hi.
We have like tens. We have like tenses of listeners.
Right.
Tenses.
There's a lot. We can't remember everyone.
We have like, yeah. Tens. Not enough.
Hi.
So speaking of tuberculosis.
Yes. What is the consumption?
Consumption.
The new American Horror Story. Did you see the poster for it yet?
No.
They are going to be based in Salem, Massachusetts.
Yes, and a love story.
Yes. And I'm excited.
Oh, did the new series
It's going to be a local. Yeah, it's over.
How did it go?
Not a local. A present.
Modern day. Yeah.
Oh, how was it?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
How, like, aliens?
Yeah, kind of. That kind
we
of
need,
ends.
We need to catch up. But no, Angela Lang is in the new one, too, which is...
Oh, she is?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I wonder if she's going to be... Because they're, like, they're
Jessica,
doing some stuff.
Jessica.
Yeah.
Not Angela Lansbury.
Oh.
Jessica Lang.
She's coming over. The girl that was locked in the asylum's coming back. The author.
Mm-hmm. But she was in the first one.
Tate, too. The one that played Tate, he's going...
He was in the first one as well.
There's one other person that was from the old one. I think Frances Conroy also.
I would imagine because she's a fan favorite.
She's so good in this last one.
She was the Black Angel.
Yes.
The Angel of Death.
Yeah.
Which we have... Yeah, we've
Oh, you haven't seen her yet?
No, we saw her as the Black
Angel. We know. We saw the wings. We know. But we haven't seen that episode or anything.
No, we've seen the episode where her wings come out.
Well, she does...
Not fully.
She has...
yeah.
No.
There's several episodes that she visits. But the alien thing, yeah, that kind of gets brushed off. I mean, it happens, but the ending is pretty good. And Jessica Lange is really good. I mean,
yeah, that alien.
Even
thing
though it's
kind of
weird to see her play a young person, you know, when they like do a flashback or whatever, and they try to make her look young. Mm-hmm. That's kind of weird looking. But I think this one will be cool with the Salem Witch Trials and all that stuff.
That would be interesting. I do like the fact that American Horror Story is, it's not a season to season to season as in this huge storyline,
mm-hmm.
but it, at the same time it's all these different like sub, it's almost like a sub series, mini series within a...
Who taught you how to take a picture?
Whatever deal.
If you're gonna take pictures of poop flowers, should you not actually get all of the flowers in and not just like the vase of stems and little flowers on the side?
You can deal.
Like that one?
Much better.
Just saying,
I wanted to,
because I'm better.
I'm sorry. I was just that was just, it was like really Bradley. I expect more of your artistic eye. I expect more. Speaking of his artistic eye,
all the stuff I got at the grocery store.
That is a lot of junk food.
Yeah, it is.
Pizza and Doritos.
There's healthy stuff in there. There's soup.
There's a carrot.
There's cheese. Well, a lot of it was for like a potluck. So
speaking about carrot, Bradley's learning how to tuck it.
Oh, that scared me.
What?
So
with what? Duct tape?
Yeah. Well,
oh, fuck no!
We've talked about how he's on his adventure of considering doing drag.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this last Saturday, would be like 2 Saturdays ago by the time this comes out,
mm-hmm.
we had his drag mother and his drag sister over, and one other drag queen.
And my drag great aunt.
Stuff like that. And I can't... I cooked them lunch.
I have my grandma, my Gigi.
And then they all sat... You weren't invited because you're not a drag queen.
Okay.
And it wasn't a party.
Okay.
The whole turned into a party because they sat here and they painted their face. And Bradley did a really good job for this first time ever doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually very nice.
The whole entire time, it was funny to watch Waylon. He was like, oh my God, you're actually starting to look like a woman.
I was like,
this is weird.
I was like,
I feel kind of uncomfortable.
I was like, you actually.
But you actually look really good. This is so weird. And then, I don't understand.
And then.
Conflicting like feelings. All, why is my penis hard? I don't know. Why is it hard?
I did not say all of that. So there's nothing wrong with being turned on by a drag queen. But.
There is not. Or somebody will call and tell you.
Yes, I know. But they. How's it going, Joey? They were talking about songs that they wanted to do. And Bradley then goes and plays a song that he wanted to do. Well, apparently someone's been practicing. Because he just didn't, like, kind of lip sync. He totally sat there and was like, hands and emotion.
What's
and
the song?
Head. And the, all of us were like, bitch, practice. But it was still, it was also like, oh, that actually, not that I didn't think that he could pull it off, but with the makeup and the natural Afro wig, he looked Paloma Faith.
Paloma Faith, it's called New York.
Looked really fantastic, and the way he was singing, it's like, oh shit.
Who was this?
Her name's Paloma Faith. Oh.
You probably don't know. A lot of people don't know her really either. She's
really
still good.
Underground.
No.
Bjorn.
But.
Damn, girl, sell it.
Okay, they can't look at your lips or the fact that you're like, doing like the worm boob.
By the way, that's not exactly what I would be doing on stage either.
Either way,
I love the worm boob.
The worm because it's like up and down, up and down.
There's a lot. If you listen to the lyrics, it's really it's a story about this girl who her boyfriend leaves her, and the person slash place that he leaves her for is New York, but she's giving New York City a feminine persona, like she. She pours the
Lady
of drinks.
Liberty is there?
She pours the drink. She pours the power.
They can listen to the song.
Yeah, but it's really good, and it's just cute. It's really fun. So,
but what I love about the day,
don't be rude.
There was not rude. It was like they can listen to the song. We just went in. I don't think we need to talk about the whole like psychology behind the.
It was 2 seconds, and you can fucking deal.
Oh, and I dealt.
Oh, I love this right now.
I dealt. So
your headphones.
No, we have to cut that out. Okay, go ahead.
So, what I love the fact is that just cricket it. Put a cricket over it. Don't cut it out. Put a cricket over
well,
it.
Well, I will, but.
Because that's funnier. Or the old school dinosaur
but I'll
roar.
I'll keep the dinosaur part that you said.
Yes. What I said, just dinosaur roar it. But do it better than you did with the whole James LeRoy Bradley thing.
Make sure you block it.
It was too late. It was already. The secret was out.
Yeah, but. They didn't leave my house until 2:30 a.m. We basically talked so much, and they took forever to do their face, and it was so much fun that then we just kept opening bottle of champagne, going through the vodka, going through
the gin.
So you had lunch and dinner.
We then ordered pizza
and played college card games.
Oh, fun.
And then we played college drinking games. We played.
What was I doing?
We played Circle of Death.
I love that.
For like 2 hours. First of all, what did we play? What's the these were black folk that were with us, and they said that this was a black game.
Yeah,
so
my
I'm
mom
not being
and my,
racist.
My drag mom and my drag sister are black. I feel kind of weird.
Well, your name's James LeRoy.
Well, that's true, but my drag name's not.
No, it should have been James Latricia.
Yeah.
James Latricia.
Jamaica Latricia.
Jamaica.
But
should make a quan.
What was the name? Widget?
Something.
Widit?
Widit. Bit it. Bid with it.
DeAndre. Why does your family play this? Because literally they said it's like this weird
black
game,
version of euchre.
Black version of euchre. He goes, no, this they said it
and we
literally
said black
is,
version. It they told
they
us
said,
that
literally
this is like
is
a big
all
like, black
families
family
play this.
Do this all the time.
And the rules were a little confusing, but it's a lot like euchre.
It's kinda like how white people have like tea.
Or euchre.
I'm kidding.
Whoa. That was weird racism. That was like uncomfortable. Like
that was like English racism, not even like American racism.
No, so that was what is that called? There's a term for that, isn't there? When it's that's imperialism.
Yes.
No.
Don't be so Marxist, but Obama.
But then we played the Circle of Death, which was fantastic. We did not do the Common Cup though. Because we weren't all drinking the same thing.
Yeah, no, fuck that. I should say, I was drinking gin. They were drinking vodka. And they're like, oh yeah, I'm vodka, vodka. And I'm like, I'm gin. They're like, fuck no.
No,
sorry.
Not mixing the two.
I like the game Fuck Your Neighbor. Have you ever played that?
We Fuck the Dealer.
Oh, okay.
We played that too.
Yeah. We did a couple rounds of
those were the days when I had friends and they invited me over to places.
Shut your face.
I will tell you though, I had so much fun playing Circle of Death. I would not mind you and some other people coming over to play. We all got drunk and it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
We'll set it up.
Oh, okay. Are you going to...
You bring the alcohol.
I was going to say, wait, you do always participate in bringing something. So I can't complain there. You do.
Tell people if they bring it, they can't take it back.
That's not really an issue.
No.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not even talking about that.
Well, yes, you were. Why do you bring it up?
Because I want alcohol. We basically are out right now.
Well, that's different.
Let's have a party so we can get alcohol.
That's why you have a party.
But you have poor friends. So they'll take it back.
Yeah, they
or will. They'll buy really cheap vodka.
Yeah, it'll be dark eyes.
It gives
vodka.
Us like fucking diarrhea.
Plastic bottle, that's where it's at.
When you're mixing it with Kool-Aid and Fresca, it doesn't
matter.
Well,
the first couple drinks need to be top shelf.
Yeah.
But after you get the waters, that's what I call it. Like everything tastes like water, you're good.
The waters. Is that right before or after you get the sugars?
Both. It's afterwards because you get really thirsty. And
I
water.
Kind of thought the waters is when you've had so much alcohol, you get diarrhea.
No, that's the Hershey squirts.
Oh, well, that's not as funny as the waters.
So we have an email from a listener.
Yeah, I emailed him to check on him because he hadn't emailed us. So
his name is Ivan.
Ivanho. He's the really cute Latino boy that asked us about advice. You remember the advice?
Yes.
That you guys never answered.
Sorry, okay. Ivan.
We were on our break.
I answered him.
We were traveling.
Whatever.
You were not.
Anyway, Ivan, sorry we didn't answer you, but we needed specifications. So,
no, it was a hard thing to answer.
It was. I'm sure you said,
I do everything.
Well, this is your show.
Clearly.
Not clearly. It is.
So, Ivan says, oh, hey, Ricky.
It's so quiet now. It's so weird.
How are you guys doing? Of course, I was like, wow. How are you guys doing? Of course, I'm still listening. Lately, I haven't had that much time to listen to all the episodes and like two episodes behind. Oh, I'm like two episodes behind. Since work's been getting a little busier, I've been wanting to call you guys for a while, but I'm an extremely forgetful person. I'm sorry, but I will definitely call this week as I have a question for you guys that will hopefully you guys could answer for me on your podcast. I'll leave it as a voicemail. Keep up the good work, guys.
Well, this is a reminder right now that you did not call. So you need to stop the podcast right now. Make your telephone call.
Yeah.
Then come back to us.
There's this one thing called a pause button.
Mm-hmm.
Totally and you can do use it.
I love how
we'll still be here, Ivan.
I love how you're giving him a hard time when he needs our advice.
Well, hey, it's if not he a needs hard our time, advice. He needs it bad.
Real
and
bad.
And the advice.
He needs it. He needs it real bad.
Ivanho!
Oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Are we done yet?
Oh, no. We still have... we're like at...
I'm hungry. Wait.
I am too.
Wait.
I have to go to
the
grocery
you,
store.
Girl.
Yeah, he totally did
this.
Did
you just go, we're at, and then sign language the rest of it?
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
That's the new thing.
Who was that? Was that Ed? Who was it that loved and big old quotes? Your
big old queer quotes
telling what time it was every 4 seconds. No, Grenadus. No,
I don't remember. Gravitas.
Was it him? Someone was like, you know, and even when they called or email, it's
I think
like,
it was Gravitas.
It was like the time, you know, like 4.5 seconds. And
Gritter Gravitas.
Gravitas.
Gritter.
Oh, we do have one more thing to talk about.
What? Okay.
So. Was it you, Ricky, that posted on the Foul Monkeys page for Facebook?
I don't know who wrote that.
Somebody said, is there any- okay. Is there anyone you would never want to come back as a co-host? Why?
Never
discuss.
Or want to come back?
Never want to come back.
Oh.
Mark said, Bill and James LeRoy, they were the best and should totally come back.
Again, misunderstood the question like I did.
Nicole says, I better not see my name up there.
Which is funny because when I read that, I was thinking the other way around. And I'm like, But everyone loves her. But I didn't realize there was a knot in there.
Bjorn said, well, Curly would be the worst co-host ever.
Hey, Walt's been an asshole to me on Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
Aren't you used to that? By him?
Yeah,
and
but
Bjorn?
But he told Ken, who is his husband, that he would not be mean to me in the year 2013. So he cuts me down and then says a nice thing afterwards.
Oh.
So he balances it out at least.
Right.
So he's neutral.
Wait,
Switzerland
wait.
Now.
What was it that y'all used to say when you had to end things on a positive? When you were trying to be positive back in the day?
Oh, what was that? Working on it?
Working on it.
Be nice.
Be working on it.
That's right. And then Kathleen says, I don't think your mama would approve of this topic. And then Ed Chan says, I wouldn't mind any of them coming back, though they've all been entertaining in their own way since episode one. But somehow I suspect that was not the correct answer.
No. Though, way to go, Switzerland. Positive. He's always positive. Ed? Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's nice.
And you're amazing. Nicer than us. Or you.
Yes. Me? Why am I being attacked?
Also, if you go to our Facebook page, you'll also be able to see
no activity.
Goldilocks.
Dreddy Locks. Dreddy Locks and the Five Bears.
And the fat ass asshole that's in the Mountain Dew shirt.
Do the dew. This is what happens when you drink the dew.
Oh. Yeah, it's. I've been doing good though. I
you look thinner in your black sweater and your pink button up underneath it.
It's the stripes, vertical stripes.
Well, the shirt isn't buttoned under the sweater, so
no,
it's just not.
Yeah, it is.
It's your girdle.
I'm kind of jealous that Scooter Booter and Aunt Phyllis met Taylor the Latte Boy and Rodan, or Taylor the Latte Boy and Babalu.
Yeah, in Florida.
Yeah. Whatever.
Remind me.
Nobody comes to Chicago to see us.
I have to tell you something, Ricky.
Later. Oh, is it good?
That Taylor really needs to go on our wedding cruise and to stop
making No, he's excuses. Too busy going to Disney cruises.
I know. It's pretty
and
much
he probably won't be going to Vegas.
You know what? There are two princesses on this cruise, enough for your shit. So
I do believe that his response to me was, will someone be bringing me jumbo cocktail shrimp to my door when I want it? And that's like, let me talk to Bradley.
Sure, we'll just have to pull it out of the sea.
Ooh.
Disgusting.
All right, so we have anything else?
I don't know. Actually, we went through all of our topics.
I think we're good.
Yeah, it's been
fun. Yeah. Real fun.
Real fun.
Mm. Somebody just quoted, because I tweeted the picture also.
Oh, did you?
And on my Facebook, Kiko Lombardi. I don't know if you ever see him message. He's a smart ass too.
Yeah, he always has disparaging things to say to Josh.
Yes, he does.
Almost always.
He goes,
Did you tweet it on FileMonkeys or
under my personal one?
Oh.
Kiko Lombardi goes, I don't even know where to begin, Mary.
I love it.
All right, so I guess we're out of here.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah, sure.
Alrighty, this is Ricky.
This is James LeVry.
And this is Waylon.
Who is this first before we leave?
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's another guy in his underwear.
He's hot. All right, we gotta go.
Ricky's gotta go home and jack off.
Gotta go masturbate in Dominic's.
Oh, God.
You wouldn't be the first one.
In the freezer aisle.
Exactly. You're not the first, and you won't be the last. Nope. Not in these hoods.
Nope.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Hood.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.